So that didn't last long. Coles and Woolworths, last year, you might remember, late last year, they struck an agreement with the ACCC. It was kind of a truce. And they agreed to stop offering heavy discounts on petrol dockets in favour of discounts on groceries. That was the idea. And so the consumer watchdog was kind of happy with that. Well, now they're off to court. They're in the federal court. That's what's going to happen. The allegations the ACCC are making is that Coles and Woolworths broke that agreement, the agreement to limit petrol discounts to 4 cents a litre. The ACCC's chairman, Rod Sims, says that the customers are being invited to shop at the supermarket, and by doing that, they'll get 8, in some cases 14 cents a litre discounts. Here he is.
We think it affects the long-term health of the petrol market, and actually we think it affects how much people are paying for petrol right now at the bowser. If you've got these discounts, then yes, we accept that you're getting a benefit. If you don't have the discounts, then we're concerned you're paying too much for fuel.
Joining me now is Nick Moulis, who's CEO of the Australasian Convenience and Petroleum Marketers Association. Nick, I imagine you'd be rapt at this development.
We're impressed that the ACCC has moved to take a case against Coles and Woolworths, this time based on the undertaking. Of course, hopefully that doesn't... Our belief is that doesn't exclude Coles and Woolworths from competition law as well. And even though Rod Sims has made some comment around pricing today, we would contend that at 11, 14 and greater discounts that Coles and Woolworths are selling below cost as well.
All right. So what seems to be happening here is you can get the 4 cents per litre discount if you spend $30 or more. Or whatever it is in the relevant supermarket, but I think that's what it is for Woolworths. But then you can get a further 4 cents per litre discount if you spend an additional $5 on the convenience items at the petrol station. So that seems to be what it's about at the moment. Now, I kind of raised with Rod Sims at the time that there might be some holes in this, and he seemed very confident about it. Looking back at it, do you have a problem with the agreement that was struck and whether or not it was clear enough, given what we're now seeing going off to court?
Well, it seems that the clarity of the agreement is ambiguous, meaning Coles today have said that they believe the ACCC has misinterpreted the undertaking. Let's have courts sort that out. I think today, though, is a clear indication that the ACCC is concerned about competition into the future in the fuel market, and I'm impressed that they've decided to take action, and take action swiftly, because you know we waited almost 18 months for the undertaking in this case to proceed, and that really has affected our industry over that period of time, and we wouldn't want to see that happen more in the future. So you know, I take heart from Rod Sims's comments about what he sees as the future of the fuel industry, and hopefully tackles that today.
Yeah, but if Coles and Woolworths win on this occasion, what will that mean?
Well, look, you're right. What will that mean, and what will that mean to independent fuel businesses? I think the one positive here is that we will get a precedent. We haven't seen issues like this go to court. And that sort of ambiguity about whether the ACCC were seeing this as being anti-competitive or weren't is something that really does need to be answered. And if it's answered in a precedent that then the root and branch review takes into account as well, then maybe we see a change in the law to make sure that competition works properly in this country. So I'm not scared of the precedent, and we shouldn't be scared of the precedent. I think let's have that happen so that we can better define what we want in competition in the future.
I should point out, Coles have also said that they welcome the action because they think it'll help clarify its own voluntary code on fuel docket schemes. So obviously it's not something that's unwelcome, and maybe we'll get some clarifications out of it. Nick, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thanks, Waleed.
Nick Moulis, CEO of the Australasian Convenience and Petroleum Marketers Association.